I knew I heard a human around here somewhere. And lo and behold, there you are. And to think, a human swimming around my lake this late at night. What are the odds? And in their clothes to boot. Did you not have a swimsuit? Oh, right. I apologize. I should probably let you breathe. There, is that better, human? Now explain yourself. Or else I will tighten my grip on you and crush you like a twig. Don't mind that. It's just my tail. But I'm warning you. Why are you out here on my lake so late at night? You know it's forbidden. Humans are only allowed to swim here during the day. For your safety, of course. Stop struggling. Like I said, my tail's grip will only tighten until you drowned. Now out with it. You are only trying to what? Look, I understand. Seeing a creature as magnificent as me would frighten anyone. But still, collect your words and speak. Of course I'm real. Stop avoiding the question. Why were you swimming out here? I'm sure you've heard tales of this lake and the creatures that lurk within it. That's why most humans avoid this place, even during the day. You're either really brave or really stupid. Are those tears? How interesting. Do I scare you that much? That's not why you're crying. Hang on. Human. You weren't doing what I think you were doing out here, were you? Shh, that's enough of that. Dry those tears. I think I figured you out. You don't have to explain anymore. But you should consider yourself lucky that I was here. Or you really would be dead right now. You see, even without my presence, this water is not kind. It could pull you under at a moment's notice. And there would have been no way for anyone to free you. Without drowning themselves, of course. The tide pools in this lake are no joke. And it's deeper than most. Especially near the middle. That's where my cave lies. No human dares to swim over there. Please. Please what? Now you want to live. Funny how that works. No one who cared for you. Not even a friend or a family member you could call. So instead you jumped into my lake, thinking it would be quick. Oh boy, were you wrong. You weren't expecting me at all, were you? Well, of course. Everyone's heard the tales of the magnificent siren who lives in the lake. Mermaid. Is that what they're calling me now? Well, sure. I suppose if they want to, the locals can call me whatever they want. But oh, how I miss the days where I could lure humans in with my song. And then drown them slowly and devour them. Drop by drop. That sounds lovely. But don't worry, I'm not going to eat you, even though I was tempted at first. But I've decided it would be in my best interest, and yours, of course, if I let you live. But keep this in mind, human. Don't waste this chance I'm giving you. If I ever find out you did something this reckless again, I will kill you. And it'll be slow and painful. Besides, now that you bear my mark, I could find you in any body of water, no matter how small. Just bear that in mind next time you think of doing something this idiotic. What do I mean, my mark? Oh, that's right. My apologies, human. I haven't yet given it to you. Now hold still. This may sting a little. That's what I'm talking about. Nothing beats the taste of human blood. Now you should have a little mark on your wrist. It will appear momentarily where I've bitten you. But that is my curse mark. It means your fate is now sealed and belongs to me and me alone. So no matter what you do, even if you decide to jump into another lake, I will find you, and you won't die so easily. How could I do this to you? Oh my. Oh, look at you. Growing a little backbone, are we? Now that you've realized this isn't a dream. It's your own fault for thinking that death was easy. Well, I hate to break it to you, but it's not. And even if it was, all that awaits you in the afterlife is more torture. Worse than this one. Oh, trust me. This place seems like heaven in comparison. So don't go getting any more ideas. But now that that's out of the way, I have to ask, why did you jump into my lake, I mean? Was your life really that unbearable? Oh, I see. Well, that does sound pretty rough. But you know, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Especially as a human. Your species is, shall we say, extra stubborn. Not to mention tough. Your resilience as a race surprises even me. So don't let things like that drag you that far down. And hey, it's not worth those tears. Although they do taste yummy. Oh, I love that salty flavor. No, I'm not making fun of you. In fact, I'm glad I was here to grab you. Otherwise, we never would have met. Oh, but next time you swim in my lake, make sure you take your dirty clothes off first. Your germs pollute my water. Well, that doesn't bother me any. Oh, Oh, relax. Your clothes are staying on you, so calm down. Here. Let me release my grip a little bit. I take it you know how to swim, yeah? All right. How's that? Thank me. Oh, God. Human, you never have to thank me. I didn't do it for you. I did it because watching you drown in my lake would have been a waste of your talent. You do have some skills, yes? Oh, don't play dumb. I can smell your artistic nerdiness from here. Besides, I actually recognized you. You like to sit over by that tree and draw sometimes, don't you? During the daylight hours. Like I said, talented. And of course I know that. I know everyone that comes here. At least those who aren't afraid to. But of course, no human has ever seen me. Unless I've allowed them to. So consider yourself lucky. You're probably the first and the last human around here that'll ever lay eyes on me. A siren? That is what I said that I am. Oh, don't you worry about that. I haven't eaten a human in many a decade. It's a rule that we have. We're not allowed to eat your kind anymore. Because you're an endangered species on this planet. Oh, don't worry. It'll never make sense to you. Because you're not a water dweller. There are way more fish in the sea than there are humans on land. The water could easily overpower your kind. But we choose not to. It's out of mutual respect. You see, many thousands of years ago, when humans first came here, it was all out war between the humans and the creatures of the deep. But surprisingly, despite all of the fighting, something interesting happened. A human fell in love with one of our kind. It was what put a stop to all of the bloodshed. They ended up marrying and creating a union between the land and the sea. Ever since then, our pact has remained, and we are not allowed to harm your kind. Well, I mean, eat you, essentially. What about sharks? Sharks haven't eaten a human in many a year. But it's not like they do it on purpose. A lot of the times, they're just defending their nests. Or they're just really, really hungry. Or curious. So they may take a bite out of you thinking you're a fish. But that doesn't mean they're going out of their way to harm a human. Besides, the sharks that humans don't kill, that do end up eating you, get seriously reprimanded among the ocean's creatures. Most of us don't harm humans on purpose. It's always accidental. Remember that. If anyone tells you otherwise, they're lying. I mean, your skin is really fragile. A lot more so than most of ours. You could easily tear your skin just by walking over clams. So don't blame us for your human misfortunes. You got that? What do they call me? Are you asking me for my name? There's no way you could ever pronounce it in your human tongue. How can I say this in a way you'll understand? How about you just call me Hexus? For short. That's a little bit easier for you to pronounce. And it rolls off the tongue, yes? Excellent. You said it with such pizzazz. I like that. But what about you? Well, what name do you hail from? What would you like me to call you? Oh, that's lovely. It also rolls off the tongue a bit, doesn't it? Still salty. Okay, easy. I was just double checking. I already told you, I don't eat people. Especially not sad little depressed melons like yourself. But you don't seem so sad anymore. And I'd like to think that I had something to do with that. You'd like to know more about me? What on earth for? You find me fascinating. Well, this isn't actually where I live. You see, I came here through a portal. Under the water. It's in that cave I was telling you about. Like I said, there's no body of water on Earth that I couldn't find you in. Especially now that you have my mark. But we can, I guess in your terms, teleport, in a sense, around the ocean. There is water everywhere, after all. And how is one fish to get from one place to another? Well, you see, to your eyes, it would look more like a big ripple. But under the water, of course, towards the bottom. They're very rare to find, but if you do happen to find one, you probably shouldn't step in it. Because you could end up in the middle of the sea. And that wouldn't be fun for you, would it? This may sound crazy, but I actually live in the Gulf. I just come here to get some peace and quiet. You see, the other creatures in my kingdom are really rowdy. And there's always something going on. I never have a moment's peace. So I found this little lake. Empty, secluded, very much off the beaten path. It's even quite a hike for humans to get here. So most days and nights it's really quiet. And I love that. It has a dark, eerie feel to it. This lake has also been around for a long time, so it has a history too. I think that's why I like it so much. So it's more like my secret getaway. And I take it it's yours as well. Like I said, you do come here quite a lot. You must live close by. Not really. Quite a drive. Then why do you bother, human? You don't have to come this far just to find some peace and quiet, do you? You like the feeling of the air here? It turns out we're a lot more alike than I realized. Hey, easy. Your arms must be getting tired. Why don't you swim back to the shore now? We wouldn't want you to catch cold. It's pretty chilly out here, after all. You want to stay? You can't. You'll drown for sure if you do. It's time for you to go. But hey, remember this, human. Your life is worth living. There's so much else out there than just this place. There's so many things you haven't even done in your life yet, or seen or experienced. And also, never forget this. There is no body of water that I cannot find you in. Do you understand me? Good. Now it's time for you to go. And don't waste this chance. Life is short for you humans. It may not feel like it now that you're suffering, but it can pass in the blink of an eye before you know it. Keep going, and never stop. Never hold yourself back for anyone. You are wonderful and amazing and talented. Don't let anyone take that away from you. Alright. Now no more crying. Goodness. I'm here for you. I can even find you in your tears. See? Now get out of here before I change my mind and drown you myself. Alright. Farewell for now, my little human. Until we meet again.